Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local. And that's the thing that sucks when it's live. You can't. You cry on air. Everybody knows. 884-9910. I know I've passed on a few phone calls, so please, 884-9910. Whatever you'd like to talk about today, if you want to talk about the passing of Bob Cashel, you just better make sure that it's kind, because I'm not going to put up with any bashing. Whatever you want to talk about. And Dorothy has been hanging on the line for quite a while. Something I mentioned earlier about age, you know, and when do you really grow up? So Dorothy's back to talk about that and the voting age. Dorothy, thanks for returning to the show. And what's your opinion? Do we let people do things too young?
Yes, I think we do. And personally, I'm of an age that I think we should go back to the way it was in the very, very beginning, allowing women to vote, but being a property owner. Because if you don't own property, you have no vested interest in anything.
You know, that's an interesting statement. I hadn't thought about going that far back, because I like the idea of going back to paper ballots. I was watching the very first vote last night in New Hampshire. They were doing it on paper ballots, and there you go. It's very easy to count.
Yeah, I like that too.
Being a property owner.
But you know, going back, I'm old enough that when I was in school, the politics weren't even taught. You yeah. learned reading, writing, arithmetic, and history. You might have learned a foreign language, but it was nothing. There was nothing political. When I got out of high school, the voting age was 21. When I registered to vote the first time, I didn't know a thing about voting, who was in, what they believed, nothing.
You got it from your parents, right?
My parents, my father's philosophy was there was three things you didn't talk about. It was money, politics, and sex.
Yeah.
And religion. And we talked about none of those in the home when I was growing up. I was a kid. We dug in the dirt. We played with the neighbors. Kids don't do that anymore. They're learning politics from a very, very young age, and I think that's wrong.
Well, and they're learning social skills from TV and online. You know, they don't know how to socialize in public as well.
Well, and it's all a political agenda.
Yeah.
Which is not my political agenda. And I think that's wrong. When kids get out of 12 years of schooling, they've had 12 years of a political theology. One way or the other, it's still a political theology, whether you agree with it or not. If they go to university, they're getting 4, 6, and 8 more years of basically the same political theology. So how are they going to vote?
They're going to vote Democrats because they're the ones that are providing all that.
That's right. And why do we think the Democrats wanted the voting age dropped down to age 18?
Yeah.
Because they already got the stupid kids.
Nancy Pelosi just said she wanted it lowered down to 16. So
of course she would. Of course she would. The more kids that are there... And I have it in my own family. I can't believe the Democrats, and we're a Christian family. And it frustrates me, and I scratch my head all the time. How can you go along with all the things they're saying, and they contradict themselves every time they turn around?
We need to start demonstrating the social policies of the Democrats in our families. You know, when you pay someone to do some work, you take away all of their money and then you disperse it with the rest of the family. And, you know, see what the feelings start to become. Well, they didn't do anything for that. It's like you have to go back to the basics. Dorothy, thank you so much for calling, and I'm right there with you. That's interesting. I didn't think about I don't know if I agree with the part of the landowners, because that takes you back to the serfs and, you know, all of that stuff. But yeah, if you don't have a vested interest in something, and the younger generation does not have a vested interest in this country and protecting the values and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all of that, because they've learned the opposite in school. It's like I go back to vandalism. Oh, somebody spray painted a wall. You know, what harm did they do? What harm did they do? Okay. Somebody has personal property. They put up a fence around their personal property. So you don't have to look at it, or, you know, they want to protect it. Then somebody comes along and vandalizes that fence. We as a society are supposed to look at it as art, or they're just getting their frustrations out, or it's no big deal. It's not hurting anybody. But the homeowner now has to go out and replace it. If you want things to look nice, which when you have a vested interest in something, it's called pride of ownership. You want it to look nice, so you don't just spray paint over it with a different color. If it's a wood fence, you have to replace the boards. If it's concrete, you have to match the paint. So yeah, there is damage involved to that property owner. Nobody cares about the property owners anymore. Nobody cares about the business owners who have the homeless sleeping and crapping in front of their door that people have to step over. Their business is now suffering because, you know what? There are some people, I'll take my business elsewhere. That's not fair, because there are rules and regulations in place to protect those homeowners, to protect those business owners, but they're not enforced. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910. It takes a village, doesn't it, Kim?
Yes, it does, and this is Hillary Clinton's village, and it's all screwed up. And I don't know if anybody is aware or even thought about it, but if Bloomberg gets into presidency, who's going to be his vice president?
Hillary Clinton.
I think it's going to be, yes, exactly. So we're going to go right back to H-E-double-L, but yeah, it's not right. People need to teach other people. Nothing is for free. Everything comes at a cost.
And that's the hard thing to swallow, Kim, is the fact that Bernie Sanders, as an example, puts
yes.
it all to the billionaires. You know, it's the billionaires' fault. It's the money that's coming from the billionaires. And it's not.
No matter how many times
he says that, it's not the money coming from the billionaires. It's the money coming from you and me.
Right. And, you know, I am so tired of being stolen from, being mm-hmm. lied to, being manipulated. And somebody just has to draw the line. And you know what? I love Trump. I do. And I'm not going to ever take that back.
Thank you. I'm right there with you. Kim, thank you so much for the call. This is the thing, folks. They have spent, and I'll say it for Kim, it's hell in a handbasket. That was my grandmother's favorite. You know, when something was going wrong, it's hell in a handbasket, and we've got the express elevator. It's been going on for a long time. Do not put this off as conspiracy theory or, you know, BS like that. It's not conspiracy theory when it is true, when it is real. And if you can't see it, if you can't see it starting decades ago, the manipulation of the education system, the manipulation of the financial system, the manipulation of the social system. We can't be in that day and age that you didn't talk about politics, you didn't talk about money, you didn't talk about religion. We have to talk about all of it. And you have to stand up for your values and what you believe in. If you don't want to talk about it in public, that's fine. But at least talk about it with your family. And educate those around you how harmful this is. And I'll agree with Bernie Sanders. He said this the other night. We are already a socialist country. Part of the people just don't want to admit it. And the other part, they're loving it. They just want to push us over the edge. I hope it's not the Buttigieg edge. But they just want to push us over into full government takeover of your dollars. Aren't you tired of it like Kim and I? 884-9910. That is the open line to your voice. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You are going to hear a lot about the budget. The budget is out, and it is a big one. Democrats are already attacking it. Nancy Pelosi already attacking it, saying that Trump is hurting the poor. He's damaging the country, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and please don't buy into the BS, screaming that it's hurting farmers, and it's not. You know who owns the majority of the farms, the big agriculture that is in this country today? It's not your neighbors like it used to be. There's still a handful of family farms out there, but the big ones, they're owned by huge corporations that still collect those subsidies that were put in place to help the mom and pops. Well, he's cutting that. He's cutting a lot of stuff. When they talk about, you know, denying people access to Medicare and people who are in this country illegally should not have access to those benefits. Not now or any time. And he is taking a stand and doing what he promised to do. Funding of the military? Increasing. They're screaming that we're in a time of peace. You should not be. No, we're not. We are not in a time of peace. We are in a time of rebellion, not only in this country, but in the world. China's military hacked into Experian and stole the personal information of millions of Americans. Money needs to be put into cybersecurity. It needs to be put into homeland security. It needs to be put into our ports, protecting them. The border wall. Because the invasion, the infection of socialism from other countries, from the UN, believing it's everybody's right in this world just to come into the United States. Yeah, go try that in Iran. See what happens. Go try that in Afghanistan. China. See what happens. North Korea. See what happens. Russia. See what happens. But when it comes to the U.S., yeah, it's okay. Because we have pansy, you know what's, as elected representatives. Looks like a good budget to me. Start cutting the social programs, the art, the sports. Why is the NFL a nonprofit? How does that work? Talk about people paying their fair share. How about the mega churches that locked their doors from within when people were suffering from floods? You will hear me say this over and over and over again. Whether it's the Reno City Council, the Washoe County Commission, the state of Nevada, the governor's office, follow the money. It's all about, I'm going to quote a rap song. It's all about the Benjamins. And it's funny when you hear Democrats say that. But they try to spin things. They do. The only way that you can change things is with your vote. So many people have given up on voting, and it's up to you to make sure that your friends and neighbors are registered, that they participate. If the elderly couple that lives next to you that you adore can't get to the polls, we made it as easy as can be with early voting. And this state, this legislature even took it a step further to make it so easy that we won't know about the illegal voting until well after the fact, because we have same-day voter registration. It's not just getting out and voting. It's voting for the right people who want to protect this country and put our values and put America first. I don't care if you don't like Donald Trump. I don't care if you think he's narcissistic or bombastic. He is doing a hell of a job for this country and putting it back on track as America first. Black, white, Asian, brown, whatever you want to call yourself. It is so frustrating to listen and to see and to just watch all of this go by and go down the toilet because people are so frustrated they stop voting. And they don't learn who they're voting for. They don't learn anything about candidates. Even for the people who are going to be on the Nevada Supreme Court, who are going to be the court, the district judges, justices of the peace, city lawyers. Know who you are voting for. And if your neighbors aren't going to learn who they're voting for, then help them. Share the information. It's all out there. Just don't buy into the cancel culture. Think about that, because we've all made mistakes. No one is perfect. And if they say they have all the answers and they can fix everything, well, at least you know they're a liar. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk station, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. If you would like to get in a comment, it's 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Condolences coming into the show this morning. I'm so sorry to hear about Bob Cashel. He will be sorely missed. No matter your politics, he was involved with his community. He was not one to just sit at home and whine. He did something. Thanks for letting me rant this morning. I rant all the time. It's your opportunities to rant. And our condolences go out to all of the friends and family and those who love Bob Cashel. He will be sorely missed. I was talking to producer Craig, and Craig told me that he gave him a great piece of advice one time. And of course, me being the nosy Nelly I am, I had to know what was that piece of advice. And Bob Cashel told him to get out of radio. Yeah, did I mention he was my my producer, and he's also the operations manager, and so much for taking that advice. But, you know, we hear good advice, but it doesn't always mean that we can act on it. So Bob never gave me that advice to get out of radio. He told me to keep on doing what I was doing because he knew I was challenging. And I will continue to be that way. Again, my heart goes out to all of his family and friends. So yesterday, we had a discussion with Paul White from Quality of Life Reno. What's not being done and how the city of Reno is just going to keep worse because we are aiding and abetting the vagrancy and the drug use and everything, the camping along the river, because now we're just putting in millions and millions of dollars worth of toilets that you will probably never use in your lifetime because once they're put down there, well, you know how they're going to be treated and used. Well, Chad called into the show and explained he was homeless and he wanted to talk with Paul and just wanted to move up, find help, said he was serious. So we got Chad in contact with Paul White over at Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org. Chad, who called in yesterday on your show, turned out to be a flake. He contacted me a number of times yesterday, and I wrote to him, spoke with him. He has a car, so I tried to get him to come set up, you know, an appointment and come visit us at Stronghold. He was saying how much he wanted help, but insisted that I come over to Paradise Park and sit on the bench and talk to him so we could get familiar with each other. A lot of the things that he kept saying made it sound like a setup by his anarchist-type group that harasses us constantly on their website. I left it open for him anytime he wants to come for an appointment. For those of you who don't believe we have Antifa and that mindset here in all of Northern Nevada, then you need to wake up, smell the coffee, smell the BS, whatever you need to do, because they are here. And at any time you challenge the vagrancy, any time you challenge the drug use, the abuse, they will be there. And they drag down members of the city council with them to make that bleeding heart even worse. Council people like Naomi Jordan, Naomi Dewar, the ones who just keep passing out the same stuff to the same people who turn around and just either use it, trash it, either way, they just throw it on the ground for someone else to pick up. It's your money. Started down this path the other day. You pay taxes in your payroll. Some states pay state tax, income tax. If you don't think a state tax isn't going to be proposed in the next legislative session, yeah. Again, what was that comment? You might want to wake up. If you don't think Sanctuary City is going, or Sanctuary State is going to come back? States collecting taxes. Cities collecting taxes. Counties collecting taxes. Every single thing you do, you have to pay for the privilege of doing it. You want to buy a boat, you pay for sales tax. You want to put it in the water, you got to pay for other fees. We're not going to call it a tax, we're just going to call it a fee. And where is that money disappearing to? Where are the audits? I want to see more audits of where this money is actually going and how it has improved the life of people. And then think about who's in charge. Who's in charge of budgeting that money, where it goes, how it's spent, is just a nightmare. I go back to when I was speaking with Jenny Breckus. Shouldn't priorities be set? Shouldn't we pay for the really important things before we go on to art and all of these other frivolous things? The response was, well, everybody has their priorities and their input. No, not really. Because when taxes were decided upon to start being collected, the people were told that it was going to be for the things that benefit and protect everybody. You know, the fire department, the education system, the law enforcement. Baskets hanging downtown do not benefit me directly. That's the difference between indirectly and directly. Art does not benefit me directly. Oh, but it brings in tourism and that doesn't benefit me directly. Having law enforcement available when I need them benefits me directly. Not when you put that money into art when it should be into law enforcement, making sure that they are available when I need them, when my business needs them. Not to protect special events. Go hire private security and put that on the people throwing the events, not local law enforcement. Sure, have them available to respond if something happens. But when the event organizers hire security, maybe they should hire someone who is qualified to do it. Law enforcement guarding festivals downtown when I need them at a break-in at my home does not benefit me. It's the misuse, the abuse that they do on a regular basis. It's your money. Say something about it. It's your city. It's your county. It's your state. Say something about it. We'll be back after this with the biggest voice you can possibly have as we attempt to do something that has never been attempted in the state of Nevada. And that is recall a sitting governor. And not like the Dems are picking on Trump. No, we actually have reason to recall Governor Sisolak. And I'll bring you to that right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and this is where you have to make the hard decisions of what you do. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Speaking of 991fmtalk.com, that's also our website. Log on, answer today's poll question. Who do you think is going to win the Democrats here in Nevada? There's a slot at the very bottom. So far, Buttigieg is winning. Slot at the bottom that says other. You can write in your own name. But I have a meeting at 12:15 on Friday. And I have to cancel it now because, well, I'm going to Carson City. I am going to broadcast live the delivering of the letter of intent to the governor of the state of Nevada's office. Is he going to be there? We'll see. But that's what is happening now. The petition is not out right now for you to sign. The letter of intent, even up until yesterday, they were still having to work. Barney Wadley was back at the Secretary of State's office. because there are still issues that they're working on. But as it stands right now, the letter of intent will be served on Valentine's Day this Friday to the governor in his office in Carson City. That means that the petitions will be out in the public on Saturday for people to sign. You haven't missed out on it or anything like that. It will be out this Saturday. Unless, once again, the Secretary of State's office comes out and says, well, no, we have to fix this now. So much for being in the people's hands. You know, it's like you have to sue just to get anything done. But we are going to do this. And for very valid reasons. It is not just about red flag laws. It is about being elected to represent a state and an entire state of people, no matter what your political position is. And then turning around and saying, I don't give a blankety blank about the rurals. Water meters on wells, on domestic wells, privately owned wells. Gas tax increases just on the rurals. Going against the Nevada Constitution. Not just with gun laws, how about with recall laws? How about with the tax increases? Yeah, you didn't really know about that because they weren't flat out tax increases. They were manipulating the system. Okay, well, we're going to, you know, take away this credit and just put the money over here and we're not going to worry about it. Well, yeah, we do need to worry about it. We need to hold all of our elected representatives accountable. And that is why we have to take back, as Republicans, the Assembly, the Senate, and the governorship. Or, state of Nevada will be blue. Won't be purple, won't be red in areas. It will just be blue. Are you ready to stand for that? Are you ready to stand up, Nevada? Are you ready to fight for Nevada? Fightfornevada.com. Stand Up Nevada on Facebook. Doing something unprecedented takes courage. It takes commitment. And it's very interesting when people in the media, my peers, people I trust, email me and text me to be careful. That he has more power than we know or than I know. And he has a mean streak. Yeah, I don't care about that. What I care about is money coming in from out of state to get people elected, to get Democrats elected, to change our laws here in Nevada to suit an agenda that everybody I talk to is against. And that is government control. control over everything. We saw it in the last legislative session, and I hope to God we never see it again. That is not the way to justify your existence, by constantly putting new rules, new laws, new regulations on the citizens of Nevada. And then not enforce laws already on the books. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We've got a lot to go over tomorrow just from the emails I've been getting in the last 15 minutes. I hope you join me. And I hope you use that phone number and call in and use your voice on the Monica Jay Show.